Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Tuesday. Yay! All right, here on blogtalkradio.com, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Today we have scheduled Jackson City-based social media marketer and podcast host, Randall Lee. If he is not able, because some of these early shows, some people just cannot make it. If he doesn't call in before the end of the broadcast, this show is dedicated to a profile of he and his work. Of course, I do a lot of research and study and talk with guests. Whenever a person appears on the show, I study. Yeah, most of the time, I know a lot anyway. And so it will be a profile show if we do not hear from Randall during this live broadcast. But he and I are supporting one another and watching each other's bags and effectively networking. We mutually love people and social media, so I'm looking forward to being a guest on his show and sponsoring his show, The Shift Show, on Springer, and he looks forward to being a regular here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, also discussing how to properly promote your church, your ministries, your business, your entrepreneur endeavors via social media. So again, also we'll be talking about hot topics, sending condolences out to those of you and fellow lovers of Shirley Temple. She died of natural causes at her California home at age of 85. So sending much love to everyone who loved her and to her family, sending condolences also, and all of her peers. Thank you so much. You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Thank you.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhausts on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Wow. That's amazing. Whenever I hear that PSA, it really makes you think and want to know more and to live, you know, a greener life and so we can all breathe better, right? Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and looking at Randall Lee's Facebook page. And he shared so many inspirational thoughts and words, and he shared marketing tips because he is a marketing director for Eddie James Ministry, and also he stepped out on Safe to start his own business to assist others with their social media needs. Here's Okie Ricky, who's returning first and last time. He was on the show 2 years ago, so really looking forward to him. Been a guest. I have added some of his new songs to my playlist, and he has many, but this is one of my favorites, though really one of the songs that really started all when he and I really started networking hardcore via YouTube. That's how Okie Ricky and I became awesome friends. Okie Ricky, based in Savannah, Georgia. Miracles, because we all wish upon miracles, do we not?
I think I changed the world today in an extraordinary way. A million soldiers all around me look up at their fearless leader and they say, show us the way. I go to sleep amongst the clouds, resting my feet against the moon. I made this promise to an angel, I'm out conquering the stars, I'll be home. As sure as no There is a child who was alone, but still he made it on his own. Though the chances were one in a million, he passed hope unto his children. Now they say he led the way. Within my sword and lift, son, that's what my earth revolves around. There is no light. You help me make it through those nights when I was down. And sure enough, as eagles fly, my faith is blind. I do believe in miracles. Heaven knows I'm a miracle.
On Wednesday, the 19th, at 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time, the hashtag, that's the how, SBAE Week. Hashtag SBA, capital E, week. No registration is needed, but you must have a Twitter account, and SBA.gov Twitter handle is SBA.gov. And it goes on to say that, meanwhile, do you think you're ready to start a business? Check out the free SBA online course for young entrepreneurs. And so you can visit SBA.gov, and it will help you understand the steps you need to get started on building a successful business. I'm going to go ahead and click the link that they have posted, though. And it is SBA.gov. And do like I did. Go ahead and create a profile at SBA.gov. And it's the website is so amazing. Those of you that's long time in business or startups, SBA.gov is super amazing. Full of information. I mean, this is from the government, federal government. So why not get educated and learn? So the Young Entrepreneurs, an essential guide to starting your own business. That's what they have. It's a course, and the course explores the fundamentals of entrepreneurialism, delves into the must-do steps involved in starting a business, and explores the many entrepreneur support resources, both online and in the community, that can provide invaluable help as you start to grow your new venture. And the duration of that is 41 minutes, so please check it out, definitely. And there's other courses, too, for those of us that's interested in franchising and technology and just what I was talking about, how to properly write a business plan. My thing is I have written business plans, but something that I had discussed during a couple of the clinics last year, I get concerned when it comes to the financials, you know, the projections and all that, because I want to be accurate, you know. It's important to be realistic and don't have all these grandiose figures on your within your financial statements and your business plan. So that's the area that gets kind of spooky to me, because I like my projections and my predictions to be, you know, as accurate as they could be. You know, and so we're going to be talking more and more about, you know, business topics and so on. But that comes from Rosetta. So remember on the 19th at 3 Eastern Standard Time, 3-4 Eastern Standard Time. So that'll be 2-3 Central Standard Time. There will be a Twitter chat. So, definitely don't miss it, you know. So it's probably great for everybody to listen and to tweet in this conversation and take part of. But very cool. So try not to miss out on that. I know when I received that email, I was like, I gotta share that on Monday. And then as soon as the show ended, I was like, oh my God, I did not get a chance to share that. So it's the SBA hosting a Twitter chat, and that should be so cool, because Twitter chats are fun anyway, and then when you're really having a productive conversation, that's really cool. And you guys remember during the NBA All-Star Weekend, remember the Sneaker Summit is happening on Sunday. Visit their website. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can email them at info at Sneaker Summit on Facebook, Sneaker Summit, Twitter. And the hotline is 713-893-4877. Oh, man. Most definitely. Well, I have a lot to say. But let me tell you a little bit more about Randall, the social media marketer, who's scheduled to be a guest today. I told him that if he missed the show, I would profile him and discuss his business and his profile. I see Ricky Smile is telling Kelly Rowland happy birthday today. So happy birthday, Kelly Rowland. Today is her birthday. Let's see. And also, there's some information that I had received from the Mississippi STEM office, too. If I don't get a chance to share that information this morning before the end of broadcast, I will share it during tomorrow's broadcast regarding an acting course, Morgan Caston. Morgan Caston, he handles a lot of casting, and I know he cast both of the films, the James Franco film here in Mississippi, As I Lay Dying and The Sound and the Fury. He is a native of Canton, Mississippi, and he cast many other films also, and he's based in Canada. But he will be presenting acting courses, training workshops, real soon. And I know two dates are scheduled for March the 1st and 2nd. The Oscars are on the 2nd, remember? And a big shout-out to my friends in Dallas, too. I have an amazing third annual event, also Oscar night. But March the 1st and 2nd, Morgan Caston will be hosting an acting workshop that's, I think it's like from 8 to 5. It'll be real cool. And then the following weekend, I know the dates are for New Orleans, the next Saturday and Sunday. So should be pretty interesting. So if I don't get a chance to tell you more during this broadcast, most definitely I will share with you during the next broadcast. So let's see. But I am trying to get. Okay, here I go. Want to get this some more information to you. And thank you again for your support. That Okereke, he know he is talented. It's been so much crazy news happening, too. I mean, my goodness. Late last night, double murder. Three people shot, two died, a baby hid in the closet. And I'm just wondering, did that baby run in the closet and hide on its own? I'm like, man, that is some crazy stuff. It's been some stuff happening, and it's a cold freezing morning. Jackson's going for a slow start this morning. City and state offices are not opening until 10 a.m. as of now. We have, like, freezing rain happening. There's snow been happening in North Mississippi, Arkansas area, Memphis, and so on. So I know it's been like a freezing rain all night, all evening, since last evening. And there are reports that the bridges and roads are very, very, very icy. But the name of Randall's company is Plus Marketing, and I just love his story about how he was working at a car dealership, and he was getting a big promotion at the beginning of the year a couple months ago, and he already had put the wheels to work in to start his own business. And so he continued, instead of taking this promotion with an excellent benefit package and excellent pay, he decided to continue stepping out on faith regarding building his marketing business. And here's some from his bio. Out of intense desire to provide ministry leaders and business owners with the resources that will help them take their organization to the next level, Randall Lee believes that he has the vision, the God-given talents, and the marketing skills to make this dream a reality. Randall Lee is the marketing director for Eddie James Ministries and works with many other well-known ministry leaders, local churches across the nation. Randall Lee has a desire to motivate business owners and ministry leaders across the nation to build a strong and lasting foundation for their businesses and ministries that he is rooted in God's Word. He understands that true success comes only by God's presence in it and that anything else is merely vain pursuance. He wants to utilize his marketing skills and expertise to better equip business leaders and ministry leaders with the marketing essentials that will help them to run their business and or ministries more effectively. He understands that while marketing is a multifaceted industry, the central purpose is to create value, and he wants to help add value to your business. He's always striving to make a positive difference in the lives of everyone that he has the opportunity to work with, and in doing so, he hopes to make a positive impact on the world. Moreover, he stands to represent God with all that he has, in all that he does, and for everyone that he can. It is his mission to do this best on every project that he commits to, because he knows that in doing his best with every opportunity that God places in his path, he is using the gifts that God has placed within him to bring him glory. Finally, he intends on leaving a positive mark on the world for Christ, one encounter at a time. Rhonda is the host of a new radio show called The Shift, which is all about giving ministry leaders and business owners practical perspective in using social media. And so his show will premiere tonight on Springer.com at 7 Central Time, The Shift. And it's all about social media marketing in relations to churches, ministries, entrepreneurs, and businesses. And it should be awesome. And, again, his name is Rhonda Lee, and the show is The Shift. So that is some information, and I have awesome images of on the show promo. But again, if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. It's Valentine's Day week. To some, say the acronym SAD, Single Awareness Day. Either way, it's that week. And on Friday, Valentine's Day. So NBA All-Star Weekend, and also the beginning of Mardi Gras, and just a time to love. But we should spread love every day, right? Single or married or not, because it's all about spreading love, friendships, appreciating our friendships and our relationships, and our love for family and peers and all. But romantic love is important, but it's but having good friends and good relationships are too. And thank you for tuning in. I'm going to prepare to conclude the program. Everyone be careful. And those of you that are places where there's beautiful weather, enjoy also. I have much to say, but and today's guest, I think, I'm always talking about on air with Ryan. I love his segment, Ryan Roses. If you guys have never listened to On Air with Ryan, you know how different shows have different funny segments. Like Ricky Smiley has the paternity test, and Steve Harvey has the, you know, when they prank call people and get people all mad. Ryan's segment, Ryan's Roses, that is, it's like Cheaters on Air. You know, it is amazing. I love that segment. I think today, his guest today will be Shakira, I believe. But congratulations to his family. So Ryan had spoke to his mother yesterday during broadcast, and then have posted pictures of his mom and his sister as they received an award for all the great work that they do with Ryan's organization, Ryan's Seacrest Foundation. And, you know, build like studios all across the country in different hospitals, you know, to really get kids motivated and encourage them. And I think that is so amazing to do that, you know. But again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But Wednesday, tomorrow is Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and we'll continue talking about the history of Valentine's Day and holiday celebration ideas. And feel free to call in, 714-409-0614. Put in your phone, call in, press 1 to speak, chat in the chat room. I didn't have a chat room open today, but, you know, come in the chat room and all that. It's always fun. The schedule now, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m., not 5:30 a.m., and the length of shows currently are 30 to 45 minutes. I will expand them again in the very near future, but right now, 30 to 45 minute length. And, of course, on Thursday we'll talk about topics regarding Avon and beauty. Big shout-out to Ted Gibson Beauty also, a major leader in the beauty and fashion industry. Does a lot of work with Avon and Mark and other companies, and many of you know him because he's a well-known celebrity hairstylist, makeup artist of his own salon based in New York and in Florida. But again, thank you for your love and your support. Remember, you can email know, me and your media kits and your music to CultureShockEntertainment at yahoo.com. KULTREShockEntertainment at yahoo.com. I don't know yet. I still, you know, I was watching some footage of LeBron dunking like crazy. I can't see myself missing. I have tickets. I have my Mega Bus ticket. I have my ticket to the rookies game, and then to watch the guys practice on Saturday. Anybody who knows me know I love watching practices anyway. And I have my tickets for the practice on Saturday morning. I was watching some footage of LeBron slam dunking, and they're still trying to get him. All these years, he's never agreed to participate in the slam dunk contest because he said he's only a in-game slam dunker. So, but I was watching footage of him just slam dunking away like it's nobody's business. So amazing. Yes. But I won't go on talking sports and all of that. But again, be careful out there. The recommended people in this area, if you don't need to get out, don't get out. There's some errands I need to run, but I'm going to stay in. But thank you again for your love and support and prayers. Please continue to pray for me and my mom and my pets and my family and my loved ones. And I continue to pray for all of my on and offline friends. Also, you're super amazing. And thank you. And God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And you can contact Randall on Facebook. His page is Randall Lee, R-A-N-D-A-L-Lee. And you can also email him at pulsemarketingllc@gmail.com, okay? And so he'll keep you updated and send you information, and he will be coming on the show in the real near future, okay? Thank you, and God bless.
think I changed the world today. In an extraordinary way, a million soldiers all around me look up at their fearless leader and they say, show us the way. I go to sleep amongst the clouds, resting my feet against the moon. See, I made this promise to an angel, I'm out conquering.
Thank you.